Hi there. Today we're going to be looking at a special movie called The Monument Men. This is Tanner Hines with Allied Reviews. As you may have guessed, we'll be reviewing the film Monument Men. Not only is this a true-to-life story, but was also written, directed, and produced all by George Clooney. Now how cool is that? An unlikely team of art critics, including John Goodman, Matt Damon, and Bill Murray, are called to action when the Nazis in World War II have begun to steal priceless masterpieces of all sorts of art. This rag team of untrained soldiers must go on a long, humorous, and engaging mission to find and retrieve these missing artworks. Now, as you may know, critics have a ludicrous tendency to be ridiculously opinionated and, well, somewhat critical. Some may say this is a film did a wonderful job of portraying a lifeless film with an awful storyline. Others say that the story has a very impressive cast and portrays the storyline very well, but the movie made them fall asleep. That's no bueno. Now, those few who say this film did a great job of showing the other problems in war besides the actual combat, I think, are pure geniuses. Now for the good part. In my own professional opinion, this movie had a fun and humorous way of showing this unorthodox crew working together to find lost pieces of art, most of which are actually still missing today. In some scenes, you see George Clooney and Mr. Goodman fiddling with the radio that is their only hope of not getting bombed. We don't want that. That's also no bueno. Other times, we see a goofy team emerge triumphantly from a tiring day's work, and for those of you who appreciate war history, along with the comedic actors telling a story from which you could never imagine, but in the most creative way possible, then I highly recommend you give this film a try. This was Tanner Hines with Allied Reviews. Come again.